New Jersey lawmakers come to accord on a plan to deal with Atlantic City's financial crisis without the need for an immediate state takeover. WHYY's Phil Gregory explains.
The Assembly and Senate plan to vote Thursday on compromise legislation giving the city 150 days to develop a plan to reduce costs and balance its budget over the next 5 years. Assembly Speaker Vinny Prieto says the plan does not eliminate collective bargaining rights for unionized city workers.
Obviously, the town has to negotiate with them in good faith of whatever they can, whether it's through early retirements or anything else, to get their house in order. But it's not taking collective bargaining on day one and putting them on the chopping block.
The city will get a temporary state loan to help it eliminate its current deficit. Mayor Don Guardian says it's now up to the city to improve its finances and keep its sovereignty. If it mismanages its budget during the five-year period, the legislation allows the state to intervene. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Phil Gregory, WHYY News.